Coming up next on Mizzou Music, we'll hear from Patrick Clark.
The Mizzou alum has a full plate, musically speaking. Besides his work with a wide range of other Jefferson City cultural organizations, Clark has now assembled players for the new Southside Philharmonic Orchestra. The 31-member strong ensemble has their premiere performance Friday, December 16th at Jefferson City's Central United Church of Christ.
Much to my surprise, I haven't encountered the challenges I expected. It seems to be happening quite naturally. It seems that all parties that are involved, that includes me, the musicians, the venue, which is a church, people, volunteers, are all really on board and really responsive. In fact, it is moving more quickly and more nimbly than a lot of the other projects that I do. So a bit of an irony, but maybe it's because it's fresh and it's new.
Yeah, people are excited to sign on, and then we'll see if they show up for the first rehearsal and the second rehearsal and so on down the road.
Yes, but I can, if the challenges do involve putting an absolutely new personnel together. There is no foundation for it. There's no template for it.
That's Patrick Clark. He recently dropped by the Classical 90.5 studio here in Columbia to talk about the group he just started, the Southside Philharmonic Orchestra in Jefferson City. I asked him, why start a new orchestra now?
You have to take an opportunity where it presents itself. And in this case, there were a number of, I'll call them needs. The church, Central United Church of Christ, is looking to raise their profile in the city. They once upon a time had a very high profile in what's called the old Munichburg area of Jefferson City, and it was a German church that formed somewhat the center, also the musical center. And as time passes and things change, that has really receded for the Central United Church of Christ. Our new pastor, Reverend Rishon Sinadurai, is interested in bringing that back. I said, well, you know, what I'd really like to do is put a little chamber orchestra together. Maybe we could start a concert series. And that's sort of how it began.
The Central United Church of Christ, it's beautiful. It's worth making the visit over just to look at the architecture, just to look at the art in the sanctuary. How is it acoustically?
It is really a great acoustic. Acoustically, you would almost call it ideal. It has a nice reverb. It makes the way I like to describe it is that a musician or a singer or an orchestra can play the hall the same way that when, let's say, a cellist is playing the cello, they have the strings there that they're literally playing on, but the box, the body of the instrument, is what creates the resonance and the beautiful tone. When you have a hall like this, which is alive and gives back, you play your instrument as if the meta body of the instrument was actually the hall itself. We are rehearsing in the hall, as a matter of fact, and we're beginning to judge the acoustics so that we can use them. The length of notes, the impact of a hit that gives back and goes pop, pop. Reverb is a big factor in how we play that hall.
And how many people can the Central United Church of Christ seat?
We can seat comfortably 300. We could go as high as 350, but I think I'm going to make a choice to limit it, the number of tickets, to 300, because I want people to be comfortable. It's in the seats are pews, and they're nice pews, and they're comfortable pews, but I want to keep it so that you're not squeezed like a sardine to your neighbor. So we're going to keep it down to probably 300.
So the premiere concert happens on Friday, December the 16th, for the Southside Philharmonic Orchestra. Then what? What's the plan for looking into 2017?
That's where things get interesting. They are also speculative. First thing that I would say is I'm so pleased at the enthusiasm of the members of the orchestra. We have members of this orchestra traveling from Kansas City and Columbia, those kinds of distances, very fine players. They all want to continue. Among the possibilities are concertos. I already have a couple of concertos in mind, a Mozart bassoon concerto, a Howard Hanson flute concerto. Other things would include new music. There's some discussion of possibly creating a new music composition competition and playing the winner's work. All of these are speculative. There are composers in Jefferson City, including myself, and it is an opportunity for composers to be heard. While it's far more difficult to get larger orchestras to play new music, with us, we're fresh, we're new, we're willing to do anything, and so I think that we will include some new music, and we hope that the audiences will be receptive to that.
That was Patrick Clark. The two-time alumni of the MU School of Music introduces his newest project, the Southside Philharmonic Orchestra. The program for the Friday, December 16th concert at Jefferson City's Central United Church of Christ includes Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker Suite, featuring guest conductor Jesus Gomez, Gary Sanders performing Frederick Chopin's Andante, Spianato, and Grand Polonaise, and Ludwig von Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. Details about the event are available online at centralucc.com.